From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama confirmed in his speech to the nation last night that he will send an additional 30,000 troops to Afghanistan, some as early as this month. The president also said he would begin U.S. troop withdrawal by the summer of 2011. While the president's opponent in the last election, Senator John McCain, questioned the exit strategy, he and other Republicans say they support the plan to send in more troops. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin, who's holding hearings today on the matter, expressed reservations about the troop surge with a small, weak Afghan security force. Defense Secretary Robert Gates warned a failure in Afghanistan would mean a Taliban takeover, which he said would lead to severe consequences for the U.S. and the world.
A stable security situation in Afghanistan and Pakistan, one that is sustainable over the long term by their governments, is vital to our national security. By the same token, the current status quo in Afghanistan, the slow but steady deterioration of the security situation and growing influence of the Taliban, is unacceptable.
Another top official promoting the president's new Afghan strategy on Capitol Hill is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She says Afghan President Hamid Karzai must follow through on his promise to fight corruption. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says he expects the allies to bolster U.S. military strength with thousands more troops.
In 2010, the non-U.S. members of this mission will send at least 5,000 more soldiers to this operation and probably a few thousand on top of that.
He says the best way to counter widespread opposition in Europe is by demonstrating progress, starting with transferring control of parts of Afghanistan to the government. NPR has learned that investigators have gathered new details on the actual attack on Fort Hood that may make an insanity defense for the alleged shooter hard to prove. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
Investigators close to the case tell NPR that the alleged shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, was more methodical in the attack than originally understood. Witnesses told them that Hassan could have killed the female police officer who tried to stop him. Apparently, he aimed for her head and then changed his mind and shot her in the leg instead. Witnesses also told investigators that Hassan had the opportunity to shoot people he knew when he allegedly opened fire. Instead, he purposely trained his weapon elsewhere. Investigators say that this is part of what they see as Hassan's deliberate effort to shoot soldiers, not civilians. Hassan's ability to make decisions on whom to spare and who he wanted to kill could show that he could discern right from wrong, which could complicate an insanity defense. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 7 points to 10,464, the Nasdaq down 12 to 2187. This is NPR. A survey by a private company says employment fell by about 170,000 jobs last month, marking the eighth month in a row that job losses have declined. The company, ADP, predicts the economy will continue to lose jobs for at least the next few months, even though the economy in general is improving. The government releases its job estimates for November on Friday. Federal subsidies to help people who've lost their jobs by health insurance have begun to run out. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Since March, the federal government has been paying 65% of the health insurance costs for people who've lost their jobs and still want to buy health insurance through their old employer. But those payments last only 9 months, meaning the people who signed on in the beginning are losing their subsidies now and may be facing health insurance costs of $1,000 or more a month. According to a new report from the health advocacy group Families USA, unemployment benefits are inadequate to cover the cost. The average family health insurance policy consumes 83% of the average unemployment check. And in 9 states, health insurance costs more than people receive in unemployment. Meanwhile, 2 Democratic senators have introduced a bill to add 6 months to the subsidies, and various plans are in play in the House. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Swiss officials say they'll place Roman Polanski under house arrest at his Alpine retreat on Friday. A Swiss ministry spokesman says the film director will be released from prison and transferred to his house, where he must stay and wear an electronic bracelet. Swiss authorities are still deciding whether to extradite Polanski to the U.S. He had sex with a 13-year-old girl in the 1970s. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.